reported sales increases for both. Ford experienced a big sales drop for the month, falling 7.5% compared to March of 2015. More on these stories from townhall.com.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Retreat, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Retreat, our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend the day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring Dermalogica products for skin care and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Visit WindRiverSpa.com. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. Your town hall of the airways. Good morning and welcome to April. 530-605-4567 is our phone number. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. 7 minutes after the hour seven. Good morning there, Bad Bob.
And good morning. And one thing about our new chat room is that it has some persistence to it. And so I was looking at some of the names on our weekend lineup.
Well, yeah, you know, see, first of all, people ask for persistence, so we give them persistence. And then people say, but you have to give a email address. Well, so what? I mean, it's not going anywhere. Make one up. They don't care. Anyway, good morning, and good morning to Linda.
Good morning, everybody, and how was your beautiful weekend? It's a great Monday morning. Currently 54 degrees. Give you a little weather update. We're going to have a sunny day with our highs of 75 and partly cloudy tonight with lows of around 47. Tomorrow calls for partly sunny with our high of 75. And Tuesday night calls for mostly cloudy with our lows of around 50. Wednesday's high of 73. And as we know, Thursday we start to get into some showers. So if you're going to be planting, it's a good time to do it now. Friday showers, Saturday showers, Sunday chance of showers with a high around 62. It's the weather report, a light weather report from Shasta Gas Propane, who are our sponsors, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793.
Good morning, everybody. April the 3rd, 2017. Here it is already.
So. Left on a Friday, the 31st, and came back on another month. Just a few short days, we went up to Cedarville, share with you. We had a great time with our annual trip, although we missed it last year. And Carl was just like in squirrel nirvana in the field. It was a gorgeous day on Saturday, clear, warm. And boy, it was, I don't know, what was your number?
Oh, well, we just...
You don't want to share the number.
No, I mean, why brag? It just, needless to say, that I think that we have blunted the jihadist squirrel initiative to come down and take over Reading. We blunted. Anyway, it's a great time to go out there, and we stay in the sunrise Surprise Valley Hot Springs. Right, whatever that is. It's in the middle, literally, of nowhere. And if you miss the turnoff, and it's hard to miss it because everything is so flat and like desert-like out there. I mean, it's the only buildings out there.
You'll end up in Nevada.
Yeah. Half a mile later, you're in Nevada in wild horse country. And around this place, it's got, you know, several ponds and a large number of Canadian geese, which I guess aren't Canadian anymore. I guess they're California geese as they sit there. Anyway, the days consist of going out there and going on property and
they're not illegal
shooting.
Immigrants.
What?
They're not illegal migrates.
What? The
birds?
The birds. No, no. Well, I don't know. Maybe. I'm not sure. But they appear to be very friendly, and they have a job. yeah. But they do poop everywhere.
Oh, my goodness. That's true. Wow. That just conjured up all kinds of wonderful.
Where did that come from? Okay. Anyway, so the idea is you go out there with your groups. And Linda was part of this, not on Friday, but she came on Saturday, and so she had her cami on, and she picked up her rifle.
Cami or camo?
You had your cami. We call it cami, camo. You okay. had either one. You had your
do
cami
you call
on.
It cami for boys?
It's just cam.
Okay.
E. Camo. Get your cami on. Okay. And you didn't paint your face, but I guess we really didn't need to do that. And you went out there and blasted away with your Queen of the Squirrel Wars gun.
It was a beautiful day to shoot.
It was. So, anyway, but it was a pleasant weekend. I came back yesterday, and it was a pleasant drive back. So,
and we have a great opportunity to be with a very interesting, uplifting group of people and family, and it feels like family and extended family. And we have some dear friends that joined us for the first time, and I think when we hear about there after they experience it for the first time, because we kind of just like throw people in the pond, or we just like here swim. Anyway,
but they came out, and the first day we shot, it was really windy out there, so it's hard to shoot anyway. And if you're just beginning, you can try and help. But the next day, Patrick, who is a great guy, took Doug and Bonnie. And he literally gave him a whole class in shooting out there. And because he said, they got the feel of the whole thing.
Right.
Where, and then you have, of course, the.
A mission.
I'm on a. You know what?
Yeah.
Once a year I go out.
Yeah.
And people bother me about wanting to go back because we've been out there for 12 hours. I just say, look, if you don't want to shoot, just take the truck and leave. But it's your truck. I said, well, that's true. Take the truck and leave. Leave me the ammo. And come back. Come back at some point when you think that I'm ready to leave.
When the sun starts to go over the hill.
This time cows came into the field we were shooting at and chased us away. So, I mean,
the cows were
not
coming home.
They didn't chase us away. They just, the cows
it
came
was
home.
Time.
And they were grazing into our shooting
yeah.
area.
They were saying, it's time.
So I guess it was time at that point to leave. Anyway, but everybody just has a great time. Everybody brings food, and so everybody puts in, you brought a salad. Other people bringing hors d'oeuvres. Other people brought lasagna, and all that
great.
Kind of stuff.
It was we just decided
time.
Not to go out.
Good
we wanted
time.
To stay in.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear the five things you need to know on Monday?
Yes.
Okay.
We
quickly,
do.
Gonzaga versus UNC for NCAA men's championship.
Okay.
Have you been reading about this? Do you know much about this? Do you care to? No.
Yeah. Okay. Here's Gonzaga. Gonzaga was one that I read something about. They said these guys were the dark horses. They have not been there before. Of course, North Carolina has been. Who is it? Who are they playing?
UNC for NCAA.
University of North
Gonzaga
Carolina.
Versus UNC.
Right. Okay. North Carolina has been there so many times, but Gonzaga hasn't. But they said Gonzaga has a good team, and obviously they have. They're in the Final Four.
All right.
Or they are in the playoffs.
Right. Senate panel to vote on Supreme Court nominee.
Okay, now, Gorsuch is coming up. There isn't a person out there in the Senate. And you know what? I want to talk about this when we get back from break, because I've got a whole bunch of stuff to talk about that.
But
he comes up for a vote today in the committee.
Right, two of them. As Egypt's president visits, Trump plays down human rights. What are the five things you need to know, according to USA Today?
USA Today is another one that has attacked Trump. And continues to attack Trump, and it's playing out in our local paper, the Record Searchlight. Look at the Record Searchlight.
Now, you mean Reading Today. They might as well just change the banner.
Yeah, Reading Today. Well, you're right. But, look at what their, the editorial pages, look at the stories they have. They've, USA has taken over this paper. Yes, we get the local stuff. Two teenagers rob a man with guns. Okay. Anyway.
All right. It's the real opening day today. ESPN aired three games Sunday, but for traditionalists who follow our most traditional game, Monday marks the first day of baseball at the bulk of MLB teams.
Yep. Today is opening day of baseball.
That's right.
For all those who care.
Right. But there's a lot of people. I saw it on Facebook. Okay. And here's one. I didn't have Bob cue this up, but que sera, sera.
Doris Day turns 95 today.
Doris Day, 95, which is news to even Doris Day. She said she's never really followed birthdays, and her birth certificate, which she thought her age was at 1924, but really the Ohio birth certificate cited her as 1922.
Well, you know.
Who cares?
Who cares? She was just she's 95 years old, first of all.
Doris Mary Kappelhoff.
Yeah, well, that didn't play out really good in the lights. So, anyway.
Well, Doris Day, and she was a beautiful, beautiful singer. She, I think any musician alive today and in the past would consider her as probably a top 10 vocalist, really.
She had a great voice.
Yes.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, this is your Town Hall of the Air.
It's reported vehicle collision repair technology is advancing faster than medicine. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Alan Gordon, CEO of Coachmaster, is doing his part to provide the North Valley with the latest technology. He has added another frame machine using ultrasound computer measuring. Ultrasound can measure the frame and produce a printed document to verify any damage before repair is started. When repair is completed, an after document is printed for verification. Finally, wheel alignment is by our 3D imaging system. It produces the most accurate wheel alignment and also verifies frame accuracy, providing additional confidence for the vehicle owner. Three lasers, ultrasound measuring, infrared, 3D imaging. This sounds like NASA, but no, it's the best equipped collision repair shop in the North Valley. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Lawlessness. The cause of lawlessness is the absence of godly moral values. Godly moral values are absolute and unchangeable. This absence of godly morals is the result of the deliberate killing of God in the hearts and minds of people, beginning with our children. This is done by corrupt leaders so that they are the ones who decide what is morally right or wrong. Look around you. What you see is the result of this kind of moral decay. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar. May be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, your town hall of the air. 605-4567 is our phone number as we welcome April and this and today. Good morning, everybody. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. You know, if you're looking for in-home health care, whether it's short-term or long-term, it's Home Helpers. Everyone is personally selected by Sharon Clark, the owner and business person of the year here in Reading. And they're all background investigated. I should say background checked, bonded and insured. She ensures that you have the right person for your needs. In home health care, there's nobody better than home helpers. Give her a call at 226-8350 or check out their website. Now, let's just talk a little bit about Gorsuch. Gorsuch is probably one of the best qualified justices that we've seen come up in the last few times. I mean, much better than Sonia Mayer and the other one, whoever that was. Nobody remembers them, except they were liberal. And so this is where the hypocrisy of the Democratic Party is. Here's what hypocrisy is. There's got to be nine. There's got to be nine. There's got to be nine Supreme Court justices. And the Republicans said, well, you know, let the next president choose the Supreme Court justice. Well, it should be. No. Okay, let the people elect the next president. Well, the Dems, of course, said, okay, you know, because Hillary was going to win. It was just a shoo-in. So when she lost, now they're screaming, let there be eight. Let there be eight. They don't want the ninth one. And so here comes Gorsuch, who has just an impeccable record. And the guy that's on the TV today, you know, a senator from Indiana or someplace, a Democrat, of course. Well, people don't realize, yeah, he comes off as that Jimmy Stewart kind of guy. But he's a hard right. And he said he wouldn't answer the questions. He wouldn't say how he was ruling. He wouldn't say this. In other words, he did this, you know, that the justice, the guy that's coming up for the Supreme Court, did just like the Democrats did. Just like. You don't answer on things that you might have to judge on.
Yeah. What I found amusing this morning was NPR was ranting and railing about how dare the Republicans even consider the nuclear option because that's just not the way the Senate works. And they're going on and on, failing to mention that on November the 21st, 2013, the shoe was on the other foot.
And what did they do? They declared the nuclear option so they could put justices in and cabinet members, though they didn't realize it was cabinet members also. So here it comes down to this. So they asked the senator, well, Schumer was trying to get this thing agreed on that they'll vote on Gorsuch, but if the Republican Party promises not to use a nuclear option all the time, Trump is as president.
Schumer says he's sorry that he did.
Yeah, that he's sorry. He said that because I really didn't mean that. You know, and so now you've got a guy that's very well qualified to be the Supreme Court, maybe one of the best in the last, you know, like 10 years. And so he's going to get it. Now, how's he going to be in there? It's going to be by the nuclear option, which means we're just going to evoke, you know, it's going to be 50 plus one. So you've already got three Democrats leaning over. You know, and this is where the hypocrisy is. Democrats leadership fighting against, you know, this guy, but supporting their person under the exactly same auspices and for the exact same reasons. And this is where it's so bad. And then Republicans do the same thing. But now you've got a chance. And if any one of them, if it wasn't for politics, this guy would probably be nominated to the Supreme Court by, 70 or 80 votes. If it was just an honest vote. But there is no honesty anymore in politics at that level. Maybe at any level, but especially at that level, at that national level. The hypocrisy of it is so ridiculous. I applaud the three Democrats that came across saying, I'll vote for him. The guy's a good guy. He's going to, you know, and he's going to interpret the law and not be an activist. So here you are, and it doesn't make any difference who you are or what you think. This is where we've gotten to. That the hypocrisy and the selling out of America has reached that point. And I mean selling us out. We've been sold out. We've been sold a bill of goods that they actually care about what happens to us. And they don't. I'd say for the most part, they don't care. If they cared, they wouldn't let veterans die because they can't get in to see a doctor. I mean, where's the outrage on that? They wouldn't let 22 veterans kill themselves every day. Where's the outrage on that? What if it was 22 college professors that killed themselves every day? Or 22 transgenders that killed themselves every day? The hypocrisy of it. The hypocrisy of talking about how, you know, of spending money they don't have and driving taxes up. You know, we're going to give tax cuts. Well, I'm, you know, look at the state of California. The state of California is driving business out. They're raising our taxes. 43% on a gallon of gas, they're raising the tax, not even counting how much it's going to cost to register your car. And if you've done what they want and buy a no-emission car, they're still going to tax you. Oh, that's just a use fee. All of this stuff. It is just a hypocrisy that you can't believe. We don't have money to fix our roads, yet we have money for a railroad that goes nowhere and nobody wants. What's going on?
You think your food price is expensive speed now. Train. Wait until they jam 20 cents a gallon on diesel. Well,
and they already
trucks.
Have, and they are, and they're going to do that too. You know, it's 12 cents per gallon, which is a 43% increase, and it's going to be 20 cents per gallon on diesel. And let me tell you, diesel is already more expensive.
Where the hell do they think the food comes from?
Well, and here's the other thing that our Democrats are doing. When they do that, oh, this money's going to go straight into infrastructure. No, did you realize that they drained it off? They drained off money into that train. There's got to be a sound that we have, Bob, on our soundboard. Find a sound that is appropriate for what the Democrats are doing, not only in Sacramento, but what all the politicians are doing up in Washington, D.C. I'm sure we have a sound somewhere.
Okay,
maybe we won't. Okay.
Oh. Okay, well, it took a while.
Okay.
Delayed reaction.
But that's a good sound. Now, keep those sounds up there because we're going to keep running some of these sounds. So there's got to be something like that. Here we are getting flushed down the drain. People running down to buy cigarettes.
Oh, boy.
Because?
The taxes.
$2 a pack tax on cigarettes. Now, you say to yourself, whoa, that ought to stop people smoking. And guess what? It'll slow it down. It won't stop it. They'll find ways. You know, they'll buy loose tobacco. They'll do whatever it is. It's something they're punishing. The Democrats are punishing people of the middle and lower classes with this tax, with this kind of tax. And everybody, you think that your wine isn't going to be taxed next?
Well, our dear friends who have been sponsors from the show from the very beginning, Tobacco and Brew, we spoke with them recently, Shelley, and she was exchanging. We were having a lunch, and she was telling us that in April that the taxes were going up on a carton and the cigarettes, and it's significant with how much it's going
$2
to cost.
A pack.
Yeah.
That's I don't know how many are in a pack. I don't know how many are in a carton. How many in a carton? 10, 12, 20?
If memory serves, it's been a long time. There's 20 cigarettes in a pack and 10 packs in a carton.
Okay, so
200 cigarettes in a carton.
Okay, so that's $20 just in taxes.
Now,
just
don't,
on taxes.
You know, we're not in a place to judge if you smoke.
I don't care if you smoke. Tobacco and brew.
I mean, and there's rules about where you can and can't smoke. But that's your personal choice.
Yeah.
And Tobacco and Brew, they have a walk-in humidor, and they've done some changes now. Espresso Joe's inside Tobacco Brew is closed. They're remodeling. They're in the process of doing a really big remodel. And they're still selling coffee beans and wine and, like I said, the cigars and the other aspect of it. So we've kind of I just recently talked to someone to say, what's going on in your transition? So that's what's happening.
2143 Hilltop Drive.
Yes,
head on
absolutely.
Down there. Open Monday through Sunday.
I want you to know that they're still open for business and
of
they're
course they are.
Streamlining and getting, you know how a lot of businesses do that. Streamlining, figuring it out, changing colors, changing the way that you do things. Reorganizing and coming out bigger and better. We're going to take a break on those thoughts here, and we'll be back. We've got a special guest in the studio that's going to be talking about something that you really want to hear about. And
this portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite. Savings to local veterans. If you're a veteran, you can get $100 off your service right away. And if you nominate or you recommend a veteran, not only do they get that $100 off, but you get $100 off. In fact, B&T Satellite will take $100 off your bill if you recommend and have somebody that you know signs up. All of this is at our local satellite company, B&T Satellite. Give them a call at 241-3474 or 241-DISH. That's right. Don't call the 800 number. Call 241-DISH. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
At BET Satellite, we understand you don't want to pay for sports channels when football season's over. You want to drop them when you're done watching and save money. We hear you. Introducing Flex Pack from Dish. Get 50 popular channels for $39.99 a month and drop channel packs whenever to save money or add them for just $10 a month. You can choose from channel packs like locals, news, kids, and sports. We can offer you the best Dish technology and features at better prices than the competition. If you're tired of paying too much money for too little TV, it's time you come in and have a chat with us. Call BT Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-3474. Experience the best service, technology, and flexibility you've been waiting for. Only with Dish and BT Satellite, your local authorized Dish retailer. Again, that's 241-3474.
Requires credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Taxes and surcharges not included. Offer ends 4/5/17. Restrictions apply.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
It's raining diamonds at Goldmark Jewelers. Diamonds, diamonds, and more diamonds. Save an amazing 25% off all bridal mountings and 15% off all diamond fashion jewelry, including estate diamond jewelry. Fine diamonds of every size, quality, and price as Goldmark Jewelers rains diamonds during the entire month of April. Remember, diamonds are a girl's best friend, and Goldmark is your diamond destination. Goldmark Jewelers in the Town and Country Square, Hilltop Drive, Reading. Open Monday through Saturday, 9:30 to 5:30. Close Sunday.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yo, VIP.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, your town hall of the air.
This will get you up in the, if you're in a, at a wedding or a party, any age. I'm telling you,
possibly
see the,
one of the most mocked songs.
You know what's
ever,
really
though?
Funny is it? You know, there's we're nothing grandparents.
On the song. It just goes.
When I say even
it?
Your grandparents, well,
that's
God,
it.
God, we're grandparents now. We'll be up through.
You don't look like a grandma.
Welcome back to the show. You're at KCNR 1460. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Carl and Linda here, and that's right. We're very excited about our friend Sandy Mastin being with us. We're going to do a little shout-out to us, one of our sponsors here. Currently 54 degrees with our highs today at 75. Beautiful sunny day.
You know, it's going to be raining, though. Hey, you know, enjoy today, tomorrow, and Wednesday, because Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, it looks like it could be rain. What's
I have
going
yet to
on
uncover
here?
Uncover my boat because I, you know.
I'm supposed to be out on the river Sunday in a fishing, you know, doing floating down the river and doing fishing with the, you know, Project Healing Waters. But it could be a rainy day. Anyway, hey, Ted Leidy, and started a business called Northern Firearms Instruction. This is his business. This isn't a part-time thing. He teaches now all over Central California and Northern California. So he's teaching in 12 or 14 different – I'm sorry. He's in 20 different counties right now he can teach in. He's got instructors all over the state. He does this, like I said. He provides the most complete CCW training in California. And when you come out to a CCW class that's got the trainers and all professional NRA instructors, you have not only the basic pistol handling and then a 3-hour session on the legal aspects of carrying a gun. How do you carry it? Where do you carry it? How do you lock it up? All of that. And then 4 hours of shooting the next day. The most complete CCW training. It also has advanced pistol and tactical rifle. By the way, tactical rifle training will be the end of this month, April 30th. And if you've got a black gun, you've got a sporting rifle, you have an AR, this is something you want to do. So check out readyingcw.com or call NFI at 999-1822. I know, but I haven't talked about it in a long time.
All right. Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the show. Now that we've heard dissertation.
Now that my Achilles tendon has been severed by a pointy shoe.
Well, I think it's interesting sometimes when we have our shout outs to our local sponsors and then we go into a subject matter sometimes.
Wait, are you saying that you don't ever extend a little bit?
Yes, but welcome back. We have a very limited time here, and I really want to pay some attention and get – this is such a wonderful highlighted aspect of something that we all need to be aware of. And this is a really heartfelt time when we have Sandy Mastin with us this morning. And welcome to our program.
Thank you.
We are talking about NAMI, which is the National Alliance on Mental Illness.
Right.
And, Sandy, you're here maybe about something that's coming up. A coalition, a meeting of something that
right.
we all need to take note of.
Well, I'm hoping, yes. It's actually a 6-week class, 6 sessions, that's going to be presented by NAMI, Shasta affiliate here in Reading. And it is, well, first of all, I just want to say that NAMI is a grassroots organization. It provides advocacy, education, support, and public awareness so that all individuals and families affected by mental illness can build better lives. So this class that's coming up is going to be taught by parents of children or adolescents or even older people that have experienced mental illness. And so my co-teacher is Dr. Karen Crum, and we will start this class at the new care center, Hill Country, got the contract for that over here on Gold Street. It will begin May 3rd and run through on Wednesday evenings. It'll run through June 7th.
There's a new care center on Gold Street.
Right. This is Shasta Mental Health's commitment to the resource center. And so Hill Country received the contract. So they will, they actually have put together many groups that care for people with mental illness. And NAMI happens to be located there as well. And I think there's a grief group and various others. So that'd be great information to share, too.
You know, when we talk about NAMI, let's talk about Sandy Mastin mm-hmm. for a bit. We were all together for, a dinner or
right.
at your house.
Right.
And you were talking about some things that had happened, and Linda mentioned an organization. And this was several years ago.
Yeah, this was several years ago, actually. It was just so enlightening because I think about how did I get here or how did Bill and I and our family get here to this point, which I wish we would have gotten to this point years ago. But we were sharing that we were having some struggles with our daughter, our adopted daughter, and Linda always, our female, always wanting to care for people. Well, let me think. Who do we know in the community? And then you told me about a Minds Matter Fair that was going on at the Market Street Mall that I might get connected. So I went to this fair, and there were certainly all sorts of resources and information. It was almost overwhelming. And ended up meeting Dr. Karen Crum, who was at the NAMI booth, and she told me about NAMI, who is all the people involved or members have lived experience, are caring for people that have mental health conditions. So I took that information, I read it, I thought, that's great, but I'm still in denial. And so it takes me a whole year, frustration, trying to fix things, just denial. Even my own daughter told me I was in denial. And so I'm walking around the block and with a friend, and she knew a little bit. Well, her close friend told her about NAMI and said, you have to go to NAMI. So finally I went, took a great 12-week class called Family to Family, and it teaches you everything about mental health conditions, how to take care of yourself, how to take care of your person that you're caring for, how to communicate with them, what type of medications will help them, what won't. I mean, different treatment plans. They don't recommend, but they
help. So it's a community of people that you can really
relate to. They have gone through this.
Right. Wow. So you don't have people in your class that – you can't have a student in psychology come and visit the class. Only parents.
So there's a real comfort in the fact that when you're talking to somebody, they get it.
They do get it. And I'll tell you, that was, you know, you go through these different steps of the process. You know, that denial, finally maybe a little bit of acceptance. Then you go through grief. Oh, goodness, you can go grief back and forth. And then finally you move into advocacy. And I think that's where I am today. Doesn't mean that you don't go back to grief.
Yeah, but that's why you're here today. You're sharing your story, and I think testimonials are
huge.
So powerful, because I can guarantee you right now there's somebody listening that's going to go, And like you said, you wish you had this information or you were in this place, but it takes a while for anybody to get to any place.
And it does. It does.
You said when your daughter was 8 and you were starting to see signs of whatever her particular – what do you call them?
ADHD at the time, and you know, and then it goes into other illnesses. And I do have her permission to
yeah,
talk.
And we love her.
Yeah.
And she's such a
I
talent.
I remember her that time. She played the piano for Linda.
Brilliant.
And she and Linda seemed to relate.
I just want to hug her and take her
on that.
Put her on my.
So, but I never
under my. Let's
you
go.
Said, you know, but you know, so many people have. It's so tough being a kid today. I mean, it just is incredibly tough to be a kid. I'm not sure where I would have been. You know, thank God for the Marine Corps. Where I would have been. My parents were just loving and supportive and all that. But you know, it was – people say this. And everybody poo-poos it. It was a lot simpler growing up. Yeah, you had the atomic bomb. But that really didn't strike us. We were young. And then you had Vietnam. But Vietnam kind of made you grow up a little bit. But you were still – it was still easier than it is now. I mean,
it is a struggle.
Wow.
And for teenagers, and, you know, once they – typically they're about the age of 14, 15, they start to go into their conditions that they are. And they're – I think they have to be so brave to move through it. I mean, as well as parents. But the courage it takes, because – they know something's happening. They know the wheels have fallen off. They know that they're being they feel like they're looked at by their peers and judged, so to speak. And so they have a hard time. And one of the things I really would like and hope that this show will help is that teachers and school psychologists. You know, I would love for them to have steered us right away into, say, NAMI, an organization like that. Because a lot of times they don't want to diagnose, or they don't want to make the parents, you know, upset because they suspect.
Yeah, if you had a teacher tell you, hey, you know what, your child has got some things here that you may want to have her seen. I mean, I tell you what, I know parents who just go,
believe
just like
me. Bill and I were sitting in a psychologist's office at high school, and she was a dear. Oh, my gosh, she helped us so much. But, you know, she was trying to gently tell us, you know, well, she's probably going to be with you till she's about 25, and here you might want to go over to mental health service. And, you know, I'm like, denial right there. I mean, first it was deer in the headlights look, and we looked at each other. And then it's kind of denial, and, well, we can – and then, of course, Bill being the hero he is, I can fix this. And
he is a hero. He's a stand-up guy, a loving guy. Yeah,
and he's actually, in his behalf, you know, it took both of us different times to come into acceptance. And he took a 60-hour class with mental health services recently, last fall. You wondered where we were and what we were doing.
Yeah.
60 hours where he learned, it was called a peer-to-peer class, and he actually sat in classrooms with people who have mental health conditions, learning about all about it. And how to deal with them and help them. And then he traveled to different facilities and kind of interned.
Wow.
And so,
wow.
Yeah, because he also, you know, being the paramedic and the rescuer he is, he says, you know, I knew everything there was to know about the physical side
right.
of people
yeah.
hurting, but the mental side I did not understand.
Of course.
And he says, I don't want to deal with anything that I can't fix. Well, now he's all in. So when I started out learning something and...
Well, we call it the human condition, but there's several colors to the human condition. And, you know, it's kind of like when a child is born and they journey through life, you would only hope that they get channeled with the right teachers and the right mentors mm-hmm. that are going to help them. There's no – I was terrible in school. I have to share with that. You know, if I would have been able to go to School of the Writing Arts, I think I would have been a much better student because they – You know, mm-hmm. they have a tendency to do sound and learn through music. And I just, you know, when it came to textbooks, anybody can see me with my, what I just sent a edit a couple times
yep.
from Facebook
yeah,
because
says,
I'm
you
dyslexic.
Want to look at that. Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
I write things and I'm thinking them, but they're scrambled. So I understand how if you were not, if that wasn't understood or there wasn't permission, that as we as a society understand, everybody has their gifts, everybody has their what they're going to bring to this world that's their special print that God gave them, because everyone has it. Everyone has a calling, something that they're meant to do in order to make this world a better place. I really believe that. So, you know, let's talk more with Sandy Mast when we come back about NAMI, National Alliance on Mental Illness, and how you can be involved too.
You know, the thing, not that I just want to say is, people that don't know Sandy and Bill Mastin are, you know, your life quite isn't as rich as it could be. These two people are just super. And Bill, I understand when you said that, how he took 60 hours and more to get into this. I absolutely see that because he is that kind of person. Anyway, we will be right back after these messages.
Motherfucker. It's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds in Overtime Lounge, Thursday, April 6th from 6:30 to 8:30 at Wind River Resort and Casino. Hi, this is Linda Bot. Join me along with Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, Bobby Verimontis on drums, and special guest on trombone, it's Joe Larson. That's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds in Overtime Lounge, Thursday, April 6th at Wind River Resort and Casino. See you there.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Tarzan, the live musical adventure is coming to the Cascade Theatre stage. Don't miss this unforgettable theatrical experience with high-flying excitement and heart-pumping music by rock legend Phil Collins. Tarzan swings into the Cascade Theatre March 31st through April 9th. Tickets on sale now at the Cascade box office 243-8877 or cascadetheatre.org.
Simpson University will prepare you to be a teacher in just 12 months. Start summer, fall, or spring and fill the need for the next generation of educators. Many Simpson students have landed teaching jobs before completing their credential program. We'll show you how you can accomplish this and receive an instructional iPad too. Simpson University offers scholarships, grants, and financial aid to help you achieve your educational goals. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON or go online to simpsonu.edu/credential for more details.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to Monday. Monday, the first Monday of April. 54 degrees in the downtown studios. KCNR, 1460. Bob Belongi at the helm, our favorite producer. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive in Redding, California. Give them a call at 222-2750 or drop by and see honest, honest people doing wonderful work. Our guest this morning is Sandy Mastin. We've been talking about the National Alliance of Mental Illness, and Sandy's been sharing with us testimonial a meeting that she went to, or a fair that you went here years back, with your own child in mind and coming to terms with
mental health conditions.
Yes, there you go.
Very good.
Do we have a tendency to stop on it because you don't want to offend?
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it's kind of like if somebody has a limp. This is a weird analogy. You deal with it. You structure it. You figure out how do you make it stronger. How do you work with the body? How do you work with all the mental aspects around that? So there are meetings here and there are support groups.
Exactly, yes. And NAMI does have a support group. It's called NAMI Group. And it meets the first and third Tuesday of every month. It's going to be now at the new Hill Country Care Center. That's at 1401 Gold Street. The group meetings start at 6:30 to 8:30. It's run by Susan Power, who is the president, and facilitated by Nancy Nayer. She is currently the secretary, but parents and caregivers come in, and they can just, in a comfortable setting, talk about their conditions, or they can get resources, help, just all the support they need. But they can also learn about this basic class that's coming up, and then in the future there will be a peer-to-peer class and then family-to-family class. But this class is coming up here shortly, and we need to get people signed up. It's going to start May 3rd, and it's going to run through June 7th. It will be at the Care Center as well, 1401 Gold Street. It will be held from 6 o'clock to 8:30. It's a 2.5-hour class for 6 sessions. So people who can attend... it's open to parents and caregivers of children and adolescents who are experiencing mental health challenges.
Now,
actually, anyone under 22 years old.
Okay, well, let's talk just a little bit about this. Now, there's parents or grandparents that might be out there right now listening to us. They're just not sure because they've, you know what? You know, and like we said, it's tough being a kid today. Mm-hmm. But if there are things that are going on that you just have a question, this would be a great place to come to at least find out if there's any substance to your fears, just like with you.
Right, exactly. They do not have to be diagnosed. And, in fact, I do have a grandparents that are going to be coming there, actually helping with their adopted grandchild, doing some homeschooling and helping their daughter. So they will be joining us. And the thing that this – what you're going to come out with this is you're going to learn your own self-care, how to manage crisis, understanding the different treatments of the healthcare system. You learn about the school system and what they can do when it comes to IEPs and 504 plans, challenges
what's
and
IEPs?
Impact. That's an independent learning plan for kids who maybe are struggling.
Okay.
And a 504, I understand it gives them more time. I'm not an expert in this area, but it gives them more time to complete assignments.
Oh, okay.
So they work with students who are struggling. So, and then the parents get involved or caregivers and help them get through that process.
Doesn't mean that your child is a one of lesser intelligence at all.
Oh, heavens no. In fact,
and that's, I think we need to point that. Let's talk about that a little bit because, they're just people who think my kid's dumb. And that's not it at all.
Or some people who were damaged.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's the stigma that's involved
right.
because oftentimes, and most likely, that child that has mental health issues are of high intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
I think about our daughter, winning two Shasta County spelling bees, and going to the record searchlight and being in high school scholars program and she was a student ambassador for People to People. And then when the wheels fall off, and typically about the age of 14, what happened?
Well, and that's interesting because is it have to come with the onset of puberty or what? Is it a chemical thing or do people really even know?
Oh, I think that it comes with sometimes it's hereditary, sometimes, a little both. Sometimes it's biological. They say it's a biological brain disorder.
And it just, at a certain point, it kicks in.
And it kind of kicks in often during puberty.
Huh.
Neurobiological disorder is in this flyer.
Yeah.
All right. So this is interesting, the NAMI basics. Are you concerned about your child or adolescent social, emotional, or behavioral development? Or does your child or adolescent have symptoms or a diagnosis of ADHD, depression, anxiety, bipolar conduct disorder, disordered eating, which we see that starts to happen sometimes in these teen years? He or she engaged in substance abuse, self-harm, or other concerning behaviors like cutting, starving yourself.
We have a member in our family that went through that. And after
she's on the psychology side of things now.
So right. She's helping is just doing very well. But it was tough there for a while.
It certainly is.
Yeah.
She was in her teens right then and just was.
It was.
I think the parents were going – it was a lot of things. Her parents were going through a major divorce and it's just a way that – it's not – they're. How do you deal with it?
Right.
So,
and that's what you're offering
and how
here.
Do you recognize it?
Right.
And then how do you take care of the chaos that's going on in your own family? I think when you don't understand and you're thinking, what is wrong, and how can we fix this? Or you have to toe the line. Well, this gives you absolute understanding.
Mm.
I don't say absolute. You'll never understand it. But it gives you better understanding.
Right.
It gives you more empathy, compassion. And then now you look at it differently and everything's calmed down.
And inside your soul, too.
Oh, absolutely.
When you go to sleep at night, you're like, I'm not alone.
If you handle something from a different mindset, everything it does, it just calms down. Now, this is going to be when now?
It's going to start May 3rd, a Wednesday evening at 6:30, and it will run 6 sessions every Wednesday through June 7th.
And it's like 2.5-hour session.
Free of cost. They're going to provide you materials.
Everything. So what we're going to do here for this month is we're going to talk about it, and we're going to have you back on.
People need to register, at least
two more times.
Great.
And at least a minimum of two more times. We want to get that word out there because you are some of our favorite people, and we love your daughter. And we've watched this over the last few years and seen, that there are ways of handling this and that's going to just make things easier in the family. Not only that, but let's talk a little bit like during the break. We talked about your, hero Bill and what he's getting into and one of the things in helping people with mental illness, but also being on part of a crisis team, which
a mobile crisis team.
Right.
And his thoughts sometimes he talks about with great enthusiasm. What if we even bring in a vet, to be involved because they have the PTSD and the other issues, give them an opportunity. He's a paramedic. He wants to do field medicine, and
the
classes are low, are down. They're 20 people.
Right.
So we need to have those people who are listening now that want to get on top of this. How do they register?
Oh, they can call the Hill Country Care Center NAMI office actually, and that number is 605-1647, or they can call Susan Power, president, 365-1069. And myself at 530, it's 510-0645. and then we'll just ask you some questions, get you involved, you know, get you on board. And ideally, it's great if the parents can come together, but even if it's just one, or grandparents or caregivers.
Now, if somebody's listening to this show and they would like to email Carl and I, we'll forward that on to you, Sandy.
Okay.
Because sometimes people are just, they're not ready yet.
Right.
And then they may think about it and maybe with their child or their grandchild, and then be able, and then feel like, okay, we need to be involved.
Right.
So
that's great. And I know that Susan Power, president, would love to come back and talk.
She excellent.
Well, we'll have her on next time. Okay.
Great.
Sandy Mastin, thank you so much for
thank
coming
you.
On and sharing like
this. We love
this.
You guys.
We love,
oh,
we
thank
love
you.
You too. Okay. When we come back, we have Enjoy the Magazine, Enjoy the Store. Just enjoy. And we'll be right back.
Community Talk Radio from the North State is AM 1460 KCNR Shasta Redding. The news brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Senators are delivering their opening statements as the Senate Judiciary Committee prepares to vote on Judge Neil Gorsuch for U.S. Supreme Court. Correspondent Linda Kendian has the latest from Capitol Hill and joins us now with a live report. Linda?
Bob, the chairman of the committee, Senator Chuck Grassley, started the process.
Judge Gorsuch is eminently qualified. He's a mainstream judge who's earned the universal respect of his colleagues on the bench and in the bar. He applies the law as we in Congress write it.
Ranking Democrat Senator Dianne Feinstein says the Gorsuch nomination is not routine, citing the treatment of Judge Merrick Garland at the hands of Senate Republicans.
There was simply no reason that the nomination of Judge Garland could not proceed other than to deny the then President of the United States, President Barack Obama, the ability to fill the seat.
And while Democrats are sore over the way Judge Garland was blocked, they are considering blocking Judge Gorsuch, saying, using the power, rather, of the Senate minority to filibuster. Bob?
That is correspondent Linda Kenyon joining us live from the U.S. Senate. Russia's National Anti-Terrorism Committee says security will be tightened at all critical transport facilities. That follows today's explosion in the St. Petersburg subway. The president of Egypt, Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, making his first visit to the White House this morning.
It's the first official visit to Washington for el-Sisi, who led the toppling of Egypt's government in 2013 and was elected president a year later. For President Trump, el-Sisi is the first Muslim leader to meet with him here at the White House. After the two men met in New York last fall, Mr. Trump said they had good chemistry. However, many groups have concerns about el-Sisi's commitment to religious freedom and human rights.
That is White House correspondent Greg Clugson. On Wall Street, slow going for the Dow. It's down 70 points. More from townhall.com.
Have you been getting nervous about the overbought securities market? What about possible government intervention in your retirement options? Or the slow death of the U.S. dollar, with China waiting in the wings to pounce as the new reserve currency? If you answered yes, then you probably know these factors are creating a perfect storm that could cause gold and silver prices to soar. The time might be right for you to consider rolling your retirement fund into gold. The Hartford Gold Group has built its reputation on helping individuals and families diversify and protect their wealth with precious metals. If you're looking for options to protect your retirement fund, then call the Hartford Gold Group now at 844-351-GOLD. We'll rush your special edition tax loophole guide to show you the advantages of rolling your retirement funds into gold. Call 844-351-GOLD and claim your free gold and tax loophole guide. That's 844-351-GOLD or visit us on the web at hartford.gold. Call 844-351-GOLD.
Commuters in Atlanta enduring rush hour traffic jams and delays today as the first full work week opened since that fiery collapse of a major freeway overpass last week. Georgia Tech engineering professor Lauren Stewart says one of the problems with the repairs is determining exactly how much damage was done.
You can see exposed rebar, things like that. But then as you go farther away, the damage may be, you know, for lack of a better term, hidden inside the materials you made.
And the rush hour headaches could be just the start. It could last for weeks, even months. The National Weather Service confirming a tornado hit the community of Bro Bridge, Louisiana, over the weekend, killing two people, with more bad weather on the way.
Some of that's continuing now across southeast and south-central Mississippi into southeast Louisiana.
That's lead forecaster Rich Thompson of the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma. Louisiana's governor warning residents of the affected area to be on high alert and stay off the roads if they can. More from townhall.com. American factories expanded for the seventh straight month in March, but at a slightly slower pace than they did in February. The Institute for Supply Management says its manufacturing index slipped to 57.2 on its scale last month. That was down from a reading of 57.7. U.S. developers ramped up construction spending in February to the largest amount in nearly 11 years, led by more building of homes, highways, and schools.
The Commerce Department says construction spending increased 0.8% in February to the highest level since April 2006, following 2 months of declines. Builders are rapidly putting up more homes in response to strong demand that's pushed up prices for existing homes. However, it hasn't yet been enough to relieve a shortage of homes for sale.
And Jeremy House reports that state and local governments spent 0.9% more on construction, driven by roads, schools, and recreational buildings. Breaking news and analysis to be found at townhall.com.
Get your motor running and cruise down to Wind River Resort and Casino Sunday, April 17th for our Show and Shine. No need to sign up. This free event is from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. in the parking lot. Space is limited, so get here early and show your classic car and enjoy a hot dog, chips, and soda on us. Additional hot dogs and chips available for $5. Favorite car wins free slot play. A live DJ will be mixing up your favorite oldies. Bring the whole family. Call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com. Classic cars are better at the river.
Are you a trivia geek? Think you know pop culture? Are you ready for a challenge?
Yeah? No? Maybe? Whatever. It's fun, and that's all that matters. Grab your friends and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play the River Trivia Challenge. Live every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock inside Overtime Lounge. Test your knowledge and show your skills by playing the River Trivia Challenge for a chance to win free slot play and fantastic prizes. For official rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Trivia is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 6 minutes and 30 seconds after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 3rd of April, 2017. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to our show. Very happy to be here this Monday morning. It's so exciting to be here the first Monday in April. How exciting. And with our Enjoy, which is always the first Monday of the month, with Rhonda Ball and James Masada. Currently 54 degrees. It's going to be high. Our highs today will be 75 with our lows of around 47. As we look through the week, Tuesday called for partly sunny with our highs of 75, and Tuesday night with our lows of around 50. Wednesday highs of 73. And then as we progress through the weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, showers. So get ready for that. Now let's go to the phones where we talk with Sally about what's happening in tonight's meeting. Good morning.
Good morning, Linda. Yeah, tonight we have a gal coming over from Trinity County. Her name is Kay Graves. And you hear a lot on the news about voter fraud and things that are going on. And they have it bad up in Trinity County. And they have been watching and documenting instances of voter fraud for the last four elections. And now they have a detailed account of what has been happening in their county, and they have taken it to court. So I've invited Kay to come down and talk to everybody about what they found in their county, just to make people aware of the possibilities and to be able to watch for those kinds of things in our own elections here in Shasta County. So I think it will be quite an interesting expose on the things that are happening in our neighboring county, Trinity.
Well, you know, there was a study in Maryland that said that there could have been up to 100,000 votes that were cast illegally by people who were given the, they were not citizens, but still were given the voters. They went in to vote and nothing, and they were able to. And it wasn't because they were trying to do anything illegal, just they thought they could, but they should not have. So there's a lot when it. A lot of people think, oh, it's a concerted effort that we're going to try and do this. In a lot of cases, It may not be, but it's still hundreds of thousands of people that shouldn't vote. And when you get into some of these places where it's got a 50,000 and it's only 50,000 vote difference, it can make a difference there.
Yeah, and it's not just the votes, the people going in to vote. It's how they count the votes, how they put the people who are running on the ballot. There are all kinds of ways that fraud is happening up in Trinity County. So I'm interested in hearing what they have discovered and how they discovered it. So, and it's tonight at 6 o'clock, 3276 Bocelli Lane. And we always have our Jefferson Committee meeting at 5:30 before the meeting starts. So if people are interested in finding out more about Jefferson, come on out at 5:30. We had a great program on the radio yesterday. If you get a chance to re-listen to that at Jefferson
it's
State
there.
Of Mind,
that's
1460
right.
on the archives.
There you go. Okay, Sally.
All right. Thank you so much,
thank
you guys.
You.
Have a
you
great
bet.
Week.
Thank
so
you.
Much.
All right.
Bye-bye.
And we'd like to...
We have something here special.
What?
We have a special thing.
You guys are not going to believe this. Now,
was that it? Wait a minute. Was that it? Okay. That's just to announce that our Urban Turkey photo contest is in full swing here.
You send us
a photo of your Urban Turkey, and you can win a photo, or you can win a $50 gift certificate to View 202, a $50 gift certificate. And we've got a turkey, we've got a committee that's going to look at all the photos. And remember, these all have to be taken by yourself of turkeys within
the
urban, well, you know, in the urban area. It doesn't have to be within the city limits. But I've already gotten photos from inside front of businesses. I've got photos of them sitting in people's backyards. I've got them, you know.
They are
some great photos here because, as everybody knows, they are an endangered species outside the city limits, and it's very hard to find.
So
for some of us. And but so, like I said, last year we had 30 or 40 photos, so please send them to us at carl@kcnr1460.com. You can fax them to us at 530-605-4561. You can send them to me via Facebook. Okay? You have all of those things. And people that know me and you've got my cell phone number, you can send me photos that way, which many of you have done. Okay.
Welcome to our show this morning with Rhonda Ball and James Masada. Happy April, everybody.
Hello.
I can't believe it's April. How are you?
I'll ask for your forgiveness. All this pollen's making me.
Oh, no.
Well, you can still talk through it.
I've been dreaming. I've been dreaming for like 3 weeks now.
And you know what? Everybody's in the same boat. You know, we got home last night. We have like a yellow, just a yellow film on everything.
I didn't know you got a new car. It looks yellow.
Yeah,
with a splash of white.
Okay, now we were up in that area one time, up in the Cedarville Valley up there, and we were in this one place, and these four cedar trees were together.
Oh, yes,
and it was the most amazing thing I've ever seen.
Did the wind blow?
No, it was like they exploded.
They do explode.
Have you seen those? Mm-hmm. They explode and they release all of their pollen, and when one goes, they all go.
Oh, wow.
And
it's
we watch it go boom, boom.
Phenomenon
boom,
again.
Boom. But there was so much pollen.
Cloud.
And you just looked at it and thought, oh my gosh. And the guy was with us said, let's get inside the car because here comes the wind. And it just covered our cars, you know, with this stuff. But it was, I have never seen a tree release its pollen like that.
We have one in our backyard.
Does it do
a neighbor? Yeah, it's a huge, it's old.
Yeah.
It's we're in the garden track, so it's got to be 70-year-old tree.
Right. And
a certain
you seen
time,
that?
Yeah.
It just lets it all go at one time. Wow. Okay.
Then it is like an explosion.
It is. It is. It's like the tree explodes.
With us is, again, Rhonda Ball and James Masada, and we're looking at the new fabulous edition, the April brand new edition, called Live Simply. Well, I love the cover. I do love the color. It's a hammock.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, driving back from Cedarville and going through Plumas County and Modoc County was so beautiful for us. And a lot of your this issue a month is really about going out and about and doing things, as well as local artisans as well. I'm seeing some wonderful things in there, Frugal Dame, and we're going to talk a little bit later in the next thing about the right home. I'm just like excited about that. But what made you decide to? Really, because it's summer months, or where did you go emotionally when you decided, okay, we're going to do this issue that's just about live simply?
Well, we usually figure out what we're going to do for a year. We start in September and figure out kind of what the themes are going to be. We don't always stay on track with them, but we try to. So Live Simply was just something, was a title that we just kind of came up with in September, and then we try to get the stories to go with it, and of course the cover. We like the
beautiful.
Cover.
And doesn't Rhonda, if I'm correct too, also we get a lot of input from our writers.
Oh yeah.
So writers help to guide as well. So it's you know, the writers, I'm sure some of them are talking to each other, but a lot of it is it's very organic and a bit serendipitous how each issue comes together as far as you know, and then
right because we have a meeting in October with all the writers and the photographers, and I'll give them this is our themes for the year. So a lot of times they'll say, oh well, I have this great story that will go with that theme. So you know, or sometimes I look for stories, and so they come from all different directions, and we also get hundreds of emails from people telling us about some great things that are going on or some great businesses or people or whatever.
Right.
So.
And we can see the Kyle Thurman in his Broadway. He's been on the show and looking forward to him again. But before we take a break, the back of the magazine, Unplugged, is the new Plugged In. The gal with the great smile. I subscribe to Enjoy Magazine because it's a great source for all things local, businesses, causes, and events. From here in our own community, it is written by and for people like me who want to support local efforts and see our community thrive. That was written by Emily Westpaul, who's a lifelong Reading resident.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what you represent. So we're very excited that you're here with us today. We're going to talk about all things Enjoy.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be right back after these messages, Carl. I'm on the bot, KCNR 1460. It's 8:14 in the morning.
It's raining diamonds at Goldmark Jewelers. Diamonds, diamonds, and more diamonds. Save an amazing 25% off all bridal mountings and 15% off all diamond fashion jewelry, including estate diamond jewelry. Fine diamonds of every size, quality, and price as Goldmark Jewelers rains diamonds during the entire month of April. Remember, diamonds are a girl's best friend, and Goldmark is your diamond destination. Goldmark Jewelers in the Town and Country Square, Hilltop Drive, Reading. Open Monday through Saturday, 9:30 to 5:30. Close Sunday.
The Red Bluff Roundup is on April 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. Get your tickets now. $250,000 is up for grabs with 600 of the toughest cowboys. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, and wild pony riding, rodeo clowns, and more. Friday night, brought to you by Food Max and Tri-County Bank. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music of Northern Heat. Saturday is Wells Fargo Bank and Red Bluff Dodge Day. Gates open at 12 and rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert by Nashville recording artist Granger Smith.
If the boot fits.
Whoa, whoa. And Sunday is St. Elizabeth Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
The 23rd Annual Banquet for the Reading Chapter of Safari Club International will be conducted May 13th at the Wind River Event Center. Safari Club International is the premier organization that protects hunters' rights and promotes wildlife conservation worldwide. Join us for a night of great food and fantastic auctions. Auctions will include African hunting safaris, Argentinian dove hunts, elk, bear, and buffalo hunts. Special drawings for youth and ladies for gear and guns. For tickets, call Larry McLeod at 530-474-5075.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Project Healing Waters, dedicated to the physical and emotional rehabilitation of disabled veterans and active duty military through fly fishing and camaraderie. Help this nonprofit organization help those who bear emotional and physical scars from their service by attending the third annual benefit mixer Saturday, April 8th at the Reading Veterans Hall on Yuba Street. No tickets at the door. Get your advance tickets for just $20 by calling 351-1149. That's 351-1149 or call KCNR 1460 for details.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It is May the 3rd. May. April the 3rd, 2017.
That's in slow your roll.
Pretty soon.
Whoa,
slow your roll.
Yeah. 20 minutes after the hour of 8, it's 54 going up to 60, 75 today. I'll get to all of this right. It is Monday. And weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. But you know what? Enjoy the sun because Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, it looks like the rain's coming and possible thunderstorms.
Yeah, I hope it washes the pollen away.
Yeah, but I tell you what's going to happen is that doesn't start till Friday because then you can go out to Wind River on Thursday night and you go over to the Overtime Lounge and you can listen to Linda Bott and Lady Bott and the Bluebirds with Joe Hansen, Joe Larson, Bobby Veramontes, Bruce Kalin, and Cleveland Bonet. All of them there. It's going to be jazz
really
from 6:30 to 8:30.
Oh, the new room.
Yeah, it's Overtime
better.
Lounge,
it's,
so you don't have the pillars, and they'll serve dinner
better
over there.
Better sound, everything.
Yeah,
you know, you get those individual tables.
A lot
tables.
Of fun. 6:30 to 8:30, and then if you feel like hanging around, we strike the stage, and they do karaoke after us. So why not make it a night?
243-3377. Give them a call.
Yeah. Hey, we're very, very excited about having Rhonda Ball and James Masada here. We're going through the April issue of Enjoy, what's happening in the store. So excited about some of the new products at your store as well. But April, we know that this starts to kick off rodeo season.
Oh, yeah.
And, boy, I'll tell you what, when we were driving from Cedarville, the calves that are being born, or that have just been born, and just thinking, about our ranchers really dawned on us about how hard the life is of a rancher. And you and keep, you know, it's just a way of our life that we must respect.
Mm-hmm.
So you have an issue called the Cowboy Way.
Yes, ma'am.
That's an article.
This is about the Bridwell family, and they're from Red Bluff. Tim is originally from MacArthur. And he's been in the rodeo business. Him and his wife both have been in the rodeo business for their whole life. So,
And it's hard to imagine when you say rodeo business. I mean, for me, because, you know, we have a ranch and we've had cattle and horse and all that stuff. But I don't really think about rodeo business. When I think of rodeo, I'm thinking always about the riders and you know, the cowboys. But it really takes an army of people to make these things happen. And one of the things that I never really even thought about, which is what the story is really predominantly about, is the breeders and the people behind the animals.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really kind of what
they do. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So they've bred their whole business is breeding bucking horses, and they're now getting into the business for breeding bulls. And that's what he does. And then she does security and all kinds of things.
She's a rodeo secretary, too.
Yeah.
I'm not exactly sure what that is, but I know that it's keeping track. I'm pretty sure it's keeping track of all the entry fees, all the riders.
Mm-hmm.
And she does that at 20 rodeos a year.
And it also talks about her being kind of like she's the mom on the road, and she really helps a lot of the cowboys when they're,
well,
all these
are young men that are up there. And let's go
heartbroken and busted up.
Oh,
and
my grandma was.
It is the toughest sport, and there is no – if you don't ride, you don't get paid.
Right.
There's
yeah.
no insurance
That's
there.
That's right.
And, you know, since they have started doing things in the last couple of decades that protect rodeo riders with the vest.
Helmets
some for some of them if they want to ride it. But they brought in these the emergency medical staff at all these, at most of these, you know, the bigger rodeos
mm-hmm.
that are there that Justin Boots, sponsors.
Yep.
So that if somebody gets banged up, they go right into being seen instead of trying just getting in their truck and driving away.
Right.
Which is what they used to do.
Yeah.
It's the toughest sport out there.
It makes me nervous watching it sometimes.
Well,
like,
I tell you this,
moly.
Though. If you believe in reincarnation, I want to come back.
As a bull?
As the bull. because you work about 4 minutes a year. You get to travel all over, and you get to in between, you get to breed. That's right. So
but
you
Carl,
tell me,
but Carl, do you really have the you know what's for it?
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. They're banging right now. Okay. So. Moving right along,
and those are my hands clapping. Not that's not
that's
you.
Right. That's right. But you were applauding because you're saying that's cool.
Yeah.
All right. So let's
we do have the Red Bluff Roundup, Cottonwood Rodeo, and the Redding Rodeo all together.
All
coming
together.
April, May.
Yes.
Yeah. And if you don't get enough of a rodeo, it's because you're not trying, my friends.
And it's a really nice article if you read it. I like the way it talks about, you know, the people that are in the meat of it, and then those of us that are the ones that would dress up, you know, to go. But it's, you know, it's part of our life. We love feeling a part of the Western.
Exactly.
You know.
Well, we heard a joke the other day from guys out there. We were at a ranch. We were at a regular cattle ranch having lunch the other day, and the gent says, he says, you know why cowboys wear tennis shoes? Why? To keep them from getting mixed up with truck drivers.
All right. Also, in the issue, we're talking about the Chico, the fifth annual Chico Wildflower Music Festival. They do know how to put on a music festival in Chico, don't they?
They do. Sure they do. Have a lot of them. And this is a really just kind of a cute, sweet beginning. This is to support a charter school. And it started out as kind of one of their, like, little circus, you know, to fundraise. And they said, you know, let's do something different as a charter school to fundraise and than other schools. And so it's turned into this music festival, and it's actually quite a popular event, and it raises money for the school. And what did we say? This was their fourth annual?
I guess it's their
fifth?
Yeah. Yeah, fifth annual. Uh-huh.
And so, you know, if you read through and you get to see the lineup of the people that are going to be coming and playing, and they've got, you know, just anything and everything you could possibly imagine to do with the kids.
The band the Mother Hips is playing.
The Mother Hips, that's right.
We actually have done a story on them, so that's pretty cool.
The who? The what?
The Mother Hips.
Mother Hips.
Yeah, they're going to be playing two different sets.
I love the name of bands. I think they're
awesome. You know what? Mother Hips. You know what that tells? You know, that's kind of like... It's kind of like a down hometown kind of sound, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this is going to be on Earth Day. The event is on April 22nd. Is that Earth Day?
I tell you what, it's a little known fact, but I helped organize the very first Earth Day on the campus of Vanderbilt.
Really?
Yeah.
And, well, you never surprise me, Carl. I love it. There's little tidbits of information coming out about you. I love it.
Yeah. There are still unopened closet
hippie.
Doors.
I was a hippie. I was a hippie back then. You know? So, yeah. So I figured to get in touch with my inner self, I joined the Marine Corps.
Yeah. I was going to say.
So, this event is on April 22nd on Earth Day. Okay. But there's also an event in Reading on Earth Day, which
is the
Whole Earth and Watershed Festival. And that's a really, really fun event, too. Which is at City Hall.
City Hall,
and
it's a big deal.
It is. It's huge.
We've been seeing some things about it. I think we got some people coming on to talk about it too.
Good.
All right. Coming up, also in this series is something that's blowing my mind. And I told Carl, this is what I want to do for my birthday.
Yep.
Nakoma Clubhouse and Resort. It's called a Right Welcome. We have about 3 minutes left. Let's talk about this particular. This was Frank Lloyd Wright design.
Yep.
That was supposed to be in Madison, Wisconsin. It was commissioned in 1923.
Yep.
And
they pulled the plug on the project.
And this couple somehow, Daniel and Peggy Garner, approached Talis and Frank Lloyd Wright School of Architecture and wanted to use the design for a real estate venture in California.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now the clubhouse and the lodge.
Built in 2015, so this is new, and it's along the Dragon Golf Course in Plumas County, and it is a mind-blowing, like you said. This clubhouse is extraordinary beyond, obviously, measure. It's a piece of modern history, being a Frank Lloyd Wright design, and the pictures speak volumes to just how magnificent it is. And the story goes on to talk about, you know, what they did, why they did it, where they're at, the things that they're, you know, going to do. You looked it up online. The rooms are look like they're nice and really reasonably priced.
They have in here that they're selling real estate. They're going to be building lots and building lodges, other little homes along the way. So this is going to be a community.
I wonder if they're going to be Frank Lloyd Wright.
I don't know. I mean,
home designs.
But you can golf. There's lesson information. Wow.
The writer that did the story went there in January, and he had to pull over three times and put chains on
because of the snow.
You know what?
He made it back still,
huh? He was blown away.
I hate chains.
Yeah.
I don't even want to talk about it. But this looks like a great place to go to. And for your birthday, honey, we are going to make it there.
Okay, so let's check this out. I like adventure. And I grew up in Pleasant Valley, which is in the foothills of the Sierras. So anytime I'm up there, it's just I love it.
But
the fact that it's Frank Lloyd Wright in this mountain range, you might want to check it out online. Pick up a magazine, of course, Enjoy Magazine. But you can go to
page 21,
NacomaResort.com and check it out. All right, we're going to be right back with Rhonda Ball and James Masada from Enjoy the Magazine. This portion of the show is brought to you by Crack Master Windshield and Repair. Believe me, they know the ins and outs of proper windshield repair. The guy, Jeff Wurst, who owns it, veteran-owned, is going to tell you, don't replace your windshield. I can fix it. So you need to head on over there if you've got a – I noticed with your truck you do have a
– I have a number of
like
little chips
in it. Six-inch little crack.
Where?
In the corner.
That's the one he fixed 8 years ago.
Oh, so on the outside it's not. Well,
you can't see it on the outside.
Okay.
But that's good because 8 years ago he fixed that. Now, if you have little chips, that he can fix those so they don't get any bigger, or if it's a chip 2.5 feet in length, he can fix that crack. So give him a call at 241-8373 or stop by 328 South Market Street. Jeff Wurst, a veteran-owned business.
A crack or now a fissure at 2 feet long.
Well, I tell you what, depending on where it is in the windshield, he'll look at it on a windshield and says, no, he says, I can repair it, but it's going to be in your vision, so I can't do that. But if it's along the edges, he can fix it. And like I said, I've had one he fixed, 8 years ago, and it's still all great. No, 9 years ago now. Hmm. Okay, we'll be right back with James and Rhonda.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
At BET Satellite, we understand you don't want to pay for sports channels when football season's over. You want to drop them when you're done watching and save money. We hear you. Introducing Flex Pack from Dish. Get 50 popular channels for $39.99 a month and drop channel packs whenever to save money or add them for just $10 a month. You can choose from channel packs like locals, news, kids, and sports. We can offer you the best Dish technology and features at better prices than the competition. If you're tired of paying too much money for too little TV, it's time you come in and have a chat with us. Call BT Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-3474. Experience the best service, technology, and flexibility you've been waiting for. Only with Dish and BT Satellite, your local authorized Dish retailer. Again, that's 241-3474.
Requires credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Taxes and surcharges not included. Offer ends 4/5/17. Restrictions apply.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Come learn how you can be on the Shasta County Grand Jury. The grand jury investigates to help ensure transparency and accountability among local governments, officials, and agencies. The Shasta County Grand Jury is one of the most important and interesting volunteer opportunities around. For a thorough presentation with all the details, come to the informational meeting Wednesday, the 5th, at 3 o'clock at Reading City Hall.
If you don't ask the tough questions, who will?
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Love it.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good Monday morning, 3rd of April, 2017. It's 26 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. It's 54 degrees going up to 75 today. It's going to be a beautiful day. Enjoy this for the next 3 or 4 days because Friday it's going to start raining. So Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So enjoy these days. Get out there and do all those things you have to do. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. The best place to get a haircut anywhere. Veteran-owned. Discounts for seniors and veterans. It's man's last stronghold. You're not going to find a better place to get a haircut at Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens, right there. You can see them coming in. We're here with Rhonda Alvey and James Masada of Enjoy the Magazine. It's the first Monday of every month they're here talking about what's in the magazine. You know, that thing that you read, Linda, about from Emily, about why she reads and why we read it and why so many other people read Enjoy Magazine. It tells you everything that's going on, but it's community too. And, you know, on those things, like here's coming the rodeo up. So you've got a story on the Rodeo Cowboys, a place that's out in the middle of kind of nowhere, but it's a Frank Lloyd Wright. I mean, these are things that people would not know about. So what's next?
Well, I guess we can go to the frugal name. This is a story about Lori, who opened a business in 2013, Lori Lombatis. I don't know if you've heard of her, but she...
We've had her on before.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, she does... I think she does a great job. This is a place where you can rent formal gowns or just a simple party dress to go out and feel good about yourself and not have to spend a fortune doing it. And she also rents purses and
accessories
to go with the dress. And I know a lot of people, and I have not been one of those people that's rented from her yet.
My wife has.
But she does a really good business.
It's like Rent the Runway, but local.
Yes. She's amazing.
Yep.
And she also does bridal dresses.
Yep.
Yep.
So she will...
She's always with us at the bridal show.
Right.
And
she does a great job.
If you have a dress that you want to donate or to give to her, she will give you credit for the... she doesn't do consignment, but she gives you credit towards...
For you to rent.
Yeah,
something.
Towards a rental.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's something that's
nice
really
to know.
Good to know.
Yeah. Yeah.
She also rents tuxedos and... And then she also does a thing for seniors.
I was going to say,
For seniors who are going to prom and maybe don't really have the money to...
You're talking about seniors in high school.
Yeah,
not
high school
seniors like
we
you,
always
James.
In this group think seniors is like, oh, really? Is there a senior prom?
Yeah, high school seniors.
High school.
And she offers dresses at a discounted price for those who can't necessarily afford
prom.
It.
That's a good idea.
Well, that's good. No, for seniors, because I'll tell you what, as you know, your kids are, James especially, your kids right now are going to be driving and junior and senior prom. Okay, I just feel like, what world are we living in? What is this like?
And they get limos. And they, I know, it's like crazy.
And then now they do this whole pre-prom where they're supposed to like bring flowers, and it's all good, but I mean, it's very expensive.
It's very expensive, and it's also very ostracizing in some ways.
Yeah,
you know,
it is.
And I've seen
this
with my senior.
That's what I would think.
You know, Gianno, when it happened, and you know, was at a private school, and you know, you can see that there's some families that have four kids at the private school. They don't have any extra income because they're paying these high tuitions, it's just hard that, you know, some of the kids cannot participate at the level you know, that a lot of other kids are. And so they have these incredible experiences. And then there are some kids that just get dropped off by mom at the, you know, front door. And
yeah. And you know what? That's like going to school and having feeling you got rich kid, poor kid, and it should be everybody. So now with the frugal dame, she's running tuxedos and she's got the sizes that could fit, you know, the I want to say high school seniors. So that's really cool, you know, and I think it's probably a nominal fee, you know, for compared to if we went someplace else. And also like the dresses. Why not buy – who's going to buy a prom dress and wear it again?
Yeah. And I have lots of friends that, you know, doctors' wives. Well, you know, we hang out in some of the same circles that they have dresses and they wouldn't be caught dead in them second time. So, you know, why not donate them to a place like this where it can get lots of mileage for people to enjoy and have incredible experiences that they may not have been able to, you know? Because I've seen these dresses. They're amazing.
Makes me smile when I think about that.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go into Kyle Thurmond, and he's been on before. He's taken all his, his Broadway and Disney experience with his, you know, he's born and raised here with his, one of the triplets. And he's doing a Broadway series that's called, and this particular article is called Take a Bow. And he's been on before, and I just adore this guy. He lives and breathes it. He was meant to be it.
Oh, yeah.
And I can't, I bet you when he does these classes coming up, and you got to get to the inside the Enjoy magazine to find out more information, I think, for people to actually sign up. Because I think it's in May, isn't it?
Yes.
The classes?
Yeah. Well, it's ongoing, but the show is in May. It's going to be at Sequoia's, I forget the name of their theater there, but that's where it's going to be. And so he's been working with – this is Shasta School District, so from kids from different schools. And so he's been working with them for several months. And this guy is the most passionate guy about his craft that I've ever, ever met.
And I always still find it just – it's so freaky to see them together because they're identical triplets.
Identical triplets, how often is that? But you know what I love, and I never really discovered this. I mean, you'd have – I had really good – a good drama – and a good choir teacher. And I'm talking the 70s here. But when I went to L.A. and you had to be in what it was called, you showed up, you had to really be able to sight read, do a number, get an up-tempo and a ballad that you would do. And you had to – you didn't care about your personality.
Right.
You had to have your gig
down. You had to have it.
And you have like a minute or maybe two. So there are certain things I know that people are going to learn in this class, like – don't do this, do this, this is the way it is. It's going to toughen you up and get real about if you really want to experience this outside of just an experience.
Right.
Like if you're going in to really do this, there's another whole, it's like being a professional car driver or just a Sunday driver.
A whole new world.
Yes. So he's going to bring that in a way that's not going to be demeaning. I don't think he's going to be demeaning. It's going to be real and motivational.
He's been great on here. I mean, it's just, you know, just listening.
He's going to be like a dance man.
Yes. It's going to be like that.
I'm not sure how
By the way,
positive that was.
You know, isn't she under indictment for tax evasion? Oh, that's really cool. Hey, just as an aside, if there's anybody out there that's got access to a computer, get on to KCNR1460.com and send Bob a hello. He's lonely over there. And it's like we've just stopped. We just make sure we're still working on this so we can then call our webmaster and scream at him here in the next couple of minutes.
And in the article, it talks about a bunch of different, you know, numbers or songs that are going to be used in this piece. The show features songs from The Wiz, Mamma Mia, Bye Bye Birdie, Peter Pan, Oliver, The Sound of Music, Hercules, Dirty Dancing. What else is there? Fievel Goes West, Hairspray.
And then the triplets are going to perform together as well.
Oh,
so
fun.
So that'll be cool.
And most people know them as, I call them the Pan triplets because everybody knows that, you know, they all play Peter Pan
At Disney.
That's just amazing.
So when one gets tired, the next one.
One's going to Broadway to actually.
One actually just finished a play in Broadway during the holiday. So, and Kyle actually went to New York to watch and
fantastic. So great.
Such an interesting family. And
are they all in? I mean, obviously they're all performers, but
So
gosh,
yeah,
I'm happy to hear that, you know, they're bringing again Reading bringing incredible stuff to the North State. Also in the magazine, we're going through this because each and every article is amazing. Escape the Ordinary, A Gourmet Guide to Shasta County Trails.
Yeah, so, I mean, I would think that most of us know that we have incredible trails from both walking, riding, mountain biking. This is just a nice, easy story for a lot of people that probably don't realize how well, the trail systems are connected in our county. But we are recognized, I believe, as one of the main or one of the largest trail systems in the country. And actually, the National Trail Society has actually moved its headquarters here to Reading because we represent, an amazing system that most people can't even dream of.
No.
So this article just talks about just some of the things that are local. I mean, obviously, it's encouraging you to go hike and, outside of this the simple trail systems that we have. But there's still a lot of people that don't realize how vast our local trail system is. That's just, you can go down to Caldwell Park and park your car and head out and walk for miles and miles and miles on an amazing system. You can go out to Lima Ranch out by
McConnell
Foundation.
They're working to bring the river trail right into town here.
Yep.
K2 is working on that.
Yep.
We've got these other things. And I think Weaver is one of the ones that's really pushing, Brent Weaver, our mayor, is really pushing, along with some other people, the big mountain bike extravaganza that will be here. Like,
well, we're
be a
perfect
yearly
for
thing.
It.
Perfect right here, because you can go so many. You can go all the way up to the dam.
Yep.
And, you could even, I don't know how much further you can go, but and there's got to be 100 miles.
All the off-road stuff.
Oh, yeah, that. Okay. We're going to take a quick break here. We're here with Rhonda Alvey and James Posada of Enjoy the Magazine. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Alliance Heating and Air. You know, Alliance Heating and Air has been in the business well over 20 years. It's a veteran-owned business, and they're the ones that take care of all of our HVAC needs. Even if everything's working perfectly like they've got it now, they still come in and they do, they check the filters, they check the air ducts, make sure everything's ready. And guess what? Summer's on its way.
Mm.
We've had our 2 days of spring, or 3 days of spring, so summer will probably hit us next week.
Either that or we'll have a real blip of winter and then go right to summer.
And see, if you've got your heater working because of Alliance Heat and Air, then you can have your air conditioner working. You can run one day and one the next.
Yep.
There you go.
That's pretty much it, too.
Yeah, it is. 221-2642, or check our website out at homecomfort.org. On the way back yesterday, it was 43 degrees when we were up there in Alturas area.
Mm.
By the time you got back here,
it's almost 80.
It was 80. We walked in, it's like, oh my God, what's going on here? Okay, Alliance Heating and Air. We'll be right back with Enjoy. It's exactly 14 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock, right here on your Town Hall of the Air.
Diamonds at Goldmark Jewelers. Diamonds, diamonds, and more diamonds. Save an amazing 25% off all bridal mountings and 15% off all diamond fashion jewelry, including estate diamond jewelry. Fine diamonds of every size, quality, and price as Goldmark Jewelers rains diamonds during the entire month of April. Remember, diamonds are a girl's best friend, and Goldmark is your diamond destination. Goldmark Jewelers in the Town and Country Square, Hilltop Drive, Reading. Open Monday through Saturday, 9:30 to 5:30. Close Sunday.
Protect yourself with Pirate Secret Premium Beard Oil, a legendary potion that keeps your beard smooth and your skin soft. It is the Cadillac of all premium beard oils. No other beard oil contains the protection from the elements like Pirate Secret. Your beard will be cleaner. Plus, it eliminates beard dandruff and can be used as moisturizing, naturally antiseptic aftershave. The best part is, it smells like adventure. Available at Enjoy the Store, Orchard Nutrition, Country Organics, and in Chico, Arcata, and Weed. Find out more at PirateSecret.com.
Come join Bob and Chick Miller of Bella Vista Farms Animal Sanctuary the evening of April 21st at the Wind River Event Center for their annual fundraising dinner and auction. It'll be a wonderful evening of fun, great food, entertainment, and a fantastic auction. 100% of money raised goes to the care and feeding of abandoned and abused animals that call the farm their forever home. Some of the great items to be auctioned off include a South Africa photo safari for two, 7 nights of luxurious accommodations at the St. James Club and Villa on Antigua, 5 days accommodations in Cancun, Mexico, and a one-day park hopper ticket for four to Disneyland. So get your tickets today at any Redding or Anderson VCA Animal Clinic, online at BellaVistaFarm.org, or give Chick a call at 347-0544. Get $5 off if you purchase your tickets before March 31st. And remember, it's all about the animals.
It's termite swarm season again when termites quickly expand their already large colonies. Because of the quiet and hidden nature of termites, they are often undetected until the damage has already occurred. If you suspect your house has termites, call the professionals at Big Time Pest Control immediately for a free estimate. Big Time Pest Control will guarantee extermination of termites, insects, spiders, and rodents. Call 530-242-8830. Big Time service at a price you can afford. Big Time Pest Control.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland. Join us Mondays from 6 to 8 p.m.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bond.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's 11 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on the 3rd of April, 2017. It's 54, going up to 75 today. Beautiful day today, tomorrow, and Wednesday, and then Thursday, the showers start rolling in here, Thursday and Friday, Saturday. And so enjoy all this time. If you've got things to do around your house, like I'm going to go out and fill in all the grout in our brick.
Next couple
of days, that'll be fun. That keeps me from having to paint that one side of the house. If I do all the stuff first. This portion of the show brought to you by Dandelion Boutique, 1322 Pine Street. I can tell you this, that I've walked in there and I said, I need a present. And they have said, she's looked at this. Mm-hmm. And she being Linda. And so I
thank you for clarifying.
She being Linda and not somebody
she
else.
Being.
She being my honey. I run over there, I buy it, and I'm always right because Dandelion Boutique can find the right present.
They know their clientele.
They really do. 1322 Pine Street, open Monday through Saturday. Dandelion Boutique. Okay, we're here with James Masada and Rhonda Alvey of Enjoy the Magazine. Enjoy the story. There's still a lot of stuff left here.
We barely
touched.
We're here for an hour and we barely scratch what's in it.
You know what? There's so many things going
it's
on
just
in
to
the
get
North
your
State.
Chops, yeah, chops
it just
wet.
You kind of, you know, a little salivation around the corners of your mouth, and then okay. So what do we got this time?
Well, Rhonda, can we talk? I mean, I'm sorry. You know, I just might off the top of my tongue. I called you Rhonda Ball earlier.
Oh, that's all right.
You got married.
I still
probably
do
what
it.
8 months ago, 9 months ago. Where are we?
September.
I don't. We'll never call her Rhonda Alvey. I can't.
It's just because. Well, you know, but yes.
To honor the relationship, but it's just, I mean, I've only known her that for 20 plus years.
Right. Well, you have an article in this particular issue that's called True Growth, the Shasta County Juvenile Rehabilitation Facilities Grow Program. Can you tell us about this, what this project is?
Well, this is at the Juvenile Rehabilitation Facility, and what they have done is they've created a place or a space where these young people can actually do something that makes them feel like they're contributing. And they have gardens and they have chickens. And, you know, they're in a pretty bad spot, you know, in their lives and, you know, being at this facility. So they can they grow vegetables. They grow a lot of their food. They also have art classes and, you know, they're just trying to bring out the talents of these young people.
But here's the deal. Idle hands are the devil's workshop.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep.
Right? I mean, everybody's heard that saying, but that is the truth. If you can fill the mind with something other than your sorrows and your space or the place.
Or video games.
You know, actually get to work with your hands and be outdoors or to do something.
Right.
It goes a long way for the mind. A clarity. You know, for me, gardening, I love it. I'm just
it's so
completely in my head.
Yep.
and it allows me to think and, you know, feel good. And I think
putting your fingers in the soil.
Dirt, yeah.
Yes. Well, that's obviously the real rehabilitation program here. I think for some of these kids who may never been, you know, maybe never had any kind of attention.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Now they have to give attention. Their attention to something to grow.
Mm-hmm.
And I had chickens as a kid, but not later on in life. And so I can just, the gal across the street went on a trip and gave me the keys to take care of her chickens. Well, I found like, oh my gosh, I was so nervous about, you know, four chickens. And that was during the snowstorm. And I almost wanted to take them like home. Like, please, I know they're, you know, but anyway, so this gives them a whole sense of
nurturing.
And it's with one with earth.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep.
Well, and what an accomplishment, too. It's a, you know, especially in a garden, too, the ability to put something in the ground and watch it grow and then get excited for, you know, an outcome. And you really have to stay focused and you have to tend and care. And, you know, then there's a reward at the end. I still am baffled. I mean, we sell seeds in the store from, you know, organic heirloom seeds. I still look at a seed and just go, it's not alive. It's a dried thing.
A little seed.
Stick it in the ground and you pour water on it and somehow it springs to life and grows and is a living thing, and I'm baffled by that.
It's baffling. Also baffling is
you
text
mean the whole
to the max.
Growth process?
Just a seed sprouting into something. You know, it's like, because it's just a dry piece of whatever.
You must have just fainted when it came to birth.
Oh, no.
Then.
Yeah.
I mean,
it is amazing.
It's a miracle.
It is a miracle on all of it. And you know what? This year, we're going for it. No, not a baby. We're going for tomatoes.
Congratulations.
We are going for tomatoes.
I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Well, you've said that before.
I've said it for 8 years.
But you have to.
I am ready this year.
You mean you've never done it, or you just...
No,
we did it 1 year. We did
it
1 year.
He bought a tomato plant, but it has to be tended to. It's like anything else. It'd be watered, make sure that...
Come on.
Yeah.
Just in a fries, because you have to be careful in Reading to not have your pet, your animals... I mean, your plants and your pets
and
not
your pets.
Fry. Yeah.
Anyway, this is a year that we're going for tomato. Cause her dad's already, he is the tomato man of the world. So when we're going to go down and visit, he's going to give us a bunch of plants. I've actually got pots to put them in, and I've got a load of horse manure. People say I just have to pick it up and bring it and use that. So this is the year we are actually going to try and grow something
tomato
in our
plants
backyard.
Are pretty... Pretty good one.
They're
pretty hardy.
And you know what?
We can find a way.
You don't want to water them, though. You want to water them from the ground. Don't spray them.
Right.
That's part of the problem. If you spray them from the top, they don't do as well.
And watch for those big old tomato worms.
No.
Oh,
we use those as appetizers.
Last thing, it is April, so we talk about it's April 15th and it's taxes. It's one of the things that you have to do, like you're born. And then you have to do taxes. So many ways to do your taxes.
You're born and then you die.
In between every year you have to do taxes and brush your teeth.
And tax day actually this year is the 18th. You have to do it because it's a weekend. 15th is a weekend. So, this gives you a little.
7 days to sell my
glorious.
A few tips on doing your taxes.
Where's that at?
Page 67.
Yeah, couple questions.
I'm still hung up on our house.
I know.
To refresh your home.
Yeah.
Kimberly Bonet.
Oh,
she did a great job.
Love her. Am I filing my taxes on my own or with my spouse? Am I claiming anyone on my taxes? Do I have my W-2s and other forms necessary to complete my taxes?
Mm-hmm.
What's my budget for filing my taxes? Mm-hmm. Do I want help? Is filing my taxes going to be complex or simple? So,
I think about taxes and I think to myself, what a jacked up situation with the government.
This is so
it's like
terrible.
Playing a game. It really is.
But my thing is doesn't it, you know, they're so freaking complicated. Why wouldn't they make it as simple as possible? If the simpler it is, the easier it would be for people to actually file their taxes, and they probably make more money.
They would. You know, here's the thing is we have a great CPA. Okay, so it used to be, even with a house, you know, I would do my own taxes. I mean, it's, you know, they say that the average person, it's written at like the sixth grade level, the average person could probably do their taxes.
Uh-huh.
So I'm thinking this year, since we had them done by experts, I'm going to take out you know, a Quicken thing, and I'm going to put in, you know, I'm going to put in all that stuff,
yeah, mm-hmm.
and just to see how I would have done.
Yeah.
And I may be just terrible at it, yeah. or it could be the fact that he probably follows the laws.
Yeah.
Better than I do, but
they it's, know well, the
they
laws.
Know them.
They know the laws. Yeah. They know the laws.
But, I mean, I remember when I was younger, I did a 10 WEZ, and it was easy.
It was
I mean,
easy.
But then I didn't have anything. It was me, myself, and I. And my job at McDonald's, and, you know, you just filled it out and you were done. No
That's
biggie.
It.
But as soon as you have a child, you buy a house. You
even
own
that,
a business,
even that like, I was doing that. But now that you've got a business.
Yep. It's crazy.
And a corporation, and yeah. you're tied into that somehow, it, the whole thing gets really weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there should be a
I
separate
a
for corporate taxes and then a separate one for,
yeah,
you know.
Personal.
Well, there is. I mean, it
there
is.
There are, but we have an S corporation, the magazine, and it, the so corporation goes through your personal.
Yeah.
They run
That's
it,
what we have.
And it's like.
I know, the whole thing makes it crazy.
I know.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank God for
we just did ours on Friday, and I'm married
and
this year, so it's different.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's the other thing. You get punished for being married.
You pretty much
you
do.
You get punished
be
for
opposite.
Being married.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm.
Anyway.
Yeah.
I mean,
I
more ways than
that.
One, but I'm just talking taxes.
Hey, Cool April Nights is happening this month as well, but you need to go pick up the recent edition of Enjoy the magazine. You can get it in a lot of local businesses as well as the Enjoy store. Quickly, what do we have happening at the Enjoy store?
Easter, so come get your giant chocolate Easter egg that's stuffed with truffles.
Ooh,
that sounds
they're really
scary.
Cool. They we
have a milk
we
white.
Did, she did the same thing for Valentine's Day with a
with
heart.
With a heart,
yes, and they're
beautiful.
Just really
create
really
a tradition.
Looking.
We say, you know, come mm-hmm. in and get these things, and
there you go.
Yeah, lots of really cool products that we've discovered. They're not in the store yet, but we're working on it. We found a big treasure trove in one of the counties that's not super represented for us, and so we're really excited. There's some really good stuff.
Ooh, teaser.
Yeah.
I like this. Here, help in the global water crisis. Buy a girl drink. So.
there's all kinds of
oh, and
events.
Also we have a neat real quick thing in the front that Rhonda has started, and it's we're doing a contest each month,
kind of
sound like what you guys were doing.
Mm-hmm. So kind of turkeys.
Yeah,
just log in and sign up. But then we also have one of those things where we have two pictures that we shot somewhere locally. And you got to define the difference between the pictures.
Okay.
Okay.
I like that.
It's fun.
Reminds me of the dentist office.
Yeah.
Hey, tomorrow we got our friends over from Orchard Orchard Nutrition talking about a big health event they've got coming and a lot more. Everybody have a great day. It's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news brought to you by KCNR Shasta Redding by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
Members of the Senate Judiciary Committee preparing to vote today on whether to support Judge Neil Gorsuch for the Supreme Court. Correspondent Linda Kenyon is on Capitol Hill with this live update.
Rich Vermont Democrat Patrick Leahy is joining the growing list of fellow Democrats and announcing how they will vote.
I will not, I cannot support advancing this nomination.
South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham says that's a dangerous thing because it sets up a Senate filibuster for which there will be pushback from Republicans.
This will be the last person that will be subject to a filibuster, which was in effect in 1948, because the Senate traditions are going to change.